This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my favorite day of the week. It's when I get to watch Aaron panic. I saw Erica panic a little bit.
Like 5 minutes ago.
It's Feel Good Friday!
Woo! Yay!
Wow, guys.
Wait, wow. I'm trying to remember if there's a song we need to sing.
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, I can just go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you hear this little cheery crap? Yeah, so it's time to feel good.
This one could make any animal lover shed a tear because there were two baby gorillas whose mom rejected them. They were in a zoo and their mom rejected them and just did not want.
Okay. It's feel good.
No, that part's coming.
What are you doing? Rejected gorillas.
We don't need the 100 men. We just need one mama gorilla.
Just like,
oh, Aaron.
This is...
No. Okay. This is going to get better.
I hope so.
So, you know, there were the sad rejected gorillas. And then...
what is happening?
A zookeeper steps in and became a surrogate mother to them. By the way, the zookeeper is a man named Alan Toyne.
Okay.
And he started...
nursing them?
Well, no. Yeah, but like,
I'm trying to figure out.
Them. There's photos of them like clinging to his back like they do with moms, and he's walking around on all fours.
Did he dress like a gorilla? Or did he
he's just in a zookeeper outfit.
Okay.
But for 7 months.
So he's their surrogate mom.
Surrogate mothering them.
Okay.
That's kind of cool. So,
but your story started out.
It feels like this didn't feel very
super,
good.
Felt mediocre.
Dark. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. Maybe
I'd love to hear someone else's.
Maybe work on it for next week.
Yep, like
maybe just be
taking
the
notes.
Whole thing.
Yep.
Be...
I'll go. in an effort to be as feel good and get all the negativity out, my story is out of Iowa, which I know you hate, but it's out of Iowa, and it involves deer.
Okay, this was one of the stories I picked.
Okay.
But I have to say I picked it because it made me feel good, and I know it made T-Hack feel like angry, which made me feel even better.
His hatred, if you don't know this already, his hatred of deer.
It's off the charts.
Could someday we go back and unpack? Not right now.
Sure, okay. Yeah,
it's just legendary.
Right.
Like, he would just mow them down in a rain of gunfire if he could.
If he could. Okay.
Just he hates them.
He didn't do that.
No.
Go out of my way to hit him with the car.
Yes, he does.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there was a family. They were in the Dubuque area where I was actually born.
Oh.
And they were celebrating their son's 13-year-old birthday. They were driving home and they ended up spotting not one, which is rare enough, but two albino deer just standing next to each other. So on this kid's birthday, they got to see it. It's just crazy. It has a personal for me because my family is from a town called St. Ansgar, Iowa, and they had an albino deer. And so in the town square, there's like 900 people that live there. The albino deer is stuffed. in like the city square. You can go see the. So I grew up like visiting the albino deer.
Now you're kind of adjacent to the.
So I'm saying, Erica.
To the rejected mother.
Yes, yes. This is not great.
So, but they were able to see the. They said the odds are 1 in 400 million that you would see two albino deer.
Wow.
And of course, the happiest part of all of it is that albino deer live a lot less long than regular deer because they're. Predators can see them pretty easy.
So what you're telling us is that these deer are going to die.
Probably dead right now.
Yeah.
I would like to go.
Oh, okay.
My Feel Good Friday story is someone listening to me talk right now might be getting a brand new house in Winter Park. There is a $2.4 million mountain retreat waiting to be won.
This does feel good.
Especially with this music behind it.
Mm-hmm. But here's the problem, Feel Good Fridayers. If you don't buy your tickets by midnight tonight, you're not going to win the house.
Nope. This is it.
Okay.
Now, the house comes with some cool stuff. It's fully furnished, fully landscaped. You get $760,000 in bonus cash to help cover the taxes. It's got two primary suites, two living rooms, blah, blah, blah. But here's what it doesn't have.
What?
Albino deer.
Even better.
Or rejected gorillas.
Yep.
I'm pushing the Mighty Millions people to add those to next year's prizes.
Where could I buy a ticket?
You buy your tickets right now by midnight.
Yep.
Okay.
At MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. And what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.